You're listening to Weekend Edition here on Michigan Public.
All right, all right. Now it's really time to talk about how to spell all right.
That's what they say, and that's what they said last week. Good morning. I am Rebecca Kruth. I am here in the studio with University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi there, Anne.
Good morning, Rebecca.
We just weren't quite able to get through all there is to talk about the word all right. And there is just so much. I think I counted 17 different meanings that you went over last week. There's just so many ways to use it.
There are. And it was really fun. And I love what you just said there, Rebecca, which is about the word all right, which suggests to me that in your head, it is spelled as one word.
I'm saying it as one word. I'm not saying all right. I'm saying all right. You know, it kind of rolls together.
But historically, it has been two words, A-L-L-R-I-G-H-T. And there are a lot of strong feelings out there that that should be the only way to spell that word, even though many of us spell it and perhaps think about it in our head as one word spelled A-L-R-I-G-H-T. So here we go. We get that spelling as one word back to the late 19th century, and it is quickly condemned. And the editors of the Merriam-Webster Dictionary of English Usage say that they think H.W. Fowler in 1926 in his Modern English Usage, which was a very influential usage guide, sort of solidified the criticism. He wrote, "The words should always be written separate. There are no such forms as all right, with a hyphen, all right, spelled as one word, A-L-L-R-I-G-H-T, and all right, spelled one word, A-L-R-I-G-H-T. He was just like, nope, can't do it. And the one word spelling has been called illiterate, incorrect, a misspelling, a vulgarism, substandard,
oh my goodness,
unacceptable. The list goes on. Many of our listeners are probably thinking, but what about altogether or already or although?
One would think some sort of pattern had been established.
That are all allowed to be spelled as one word. What is probably happening here is that although, already, altogether are older, which means that that one word spelling could be standardized. And the one word spelling of all right comes in the late 19th century and is seen as non-standard as it comes in. Now, it's worth noting that the one-word spelling shows up back in Old English as an adverb meaning exactly or just. The Oxford English Dictionary has a few examples of that. It then dies out, and then it reappears as this variant that comes to be condemned. Now, what was really interesting to me, Rebecca, is that looking at Brian Garner's Modern English Usage, again, a very influential usage guide, he does an about-face on this between the fourth edition in 2016 and the fifth edition in 2022. In the fourth edition, he just says, all right, spelled as one word, is not good usage. Should be spelled as two words. By the 2022 edition, he has a really long entry where he works through all the criticisms of it. He notes, in some ways, he admits that the one-word spelling is increasing in use, that you can see when you do the ratios, including in more formal printed genres, that you're seeing that one-word spelling more often. He also notes, which I think is true, that many people don't even know about the long history of criticism, that they use the one-word spelling with no idea that many people have said such terrible things about it. I would say it's probably still more informal than the two-word spelling. It's perhaps also worth noting that these aren't always synonymous, that if I say the answers are all right, and you'll notice I really have to work on the intonation there, it could mean the answers are all correct.
But if you said the answers are all right, the answers are, they're just okay.
They're just okay. And if you saw it in print, it would be ambiguous. So if we go back to the question of what's wrong with the one word spelling of all right, the answer is that historically we've said there's something wrong with it.
In the end, I've got to say all right is just all right with me. Thanks so much, Anne.
All right, Rebecca, I think we have now answered the question.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and author of the new book, Says Who? A Kinder, Funner Usage Guide for Everyone Who Cares About Words. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.com.